Welcome to another episode of Pit Lane Parlay.
Pit Lane Parlay, a IndyCar-based podcast. Jess is from Florida. I am from Philly, so I was at Pocono last week. We have Pato O'Ward joining us in a second. We'll be talking for about 15 minutes here while you guys wait in line for the autograph session. We have some giveaways, too, for any fans that come out. Marco Andretti signed Dr. Pepper shirt, the Firestone hat, stickers, whatever you name it. You come up and show us, you subscribe to the show, and we'll give some stuff away.
Can I trade hats?
Sure, I can trade hats.
Is yours autograph?
No. Yeah. Oh, well, no autograph yet. So, Pato, welcome to our first ever live show. You qualified third today for the race at 4:40 Central Time. How are you feeling going into the hottest day I've ever been at a racetrack?
It is a hot day. Well, thank you for having me. As you mentioned, we came out third in qualifying. I had a really, really big scare in the qualifying session. I posted the onboard online, so you guys can go online in Twitter or Instagram, Patricio, and we're all together, and you guys can see the nice scare I had in turn two. But we have pace. We're really, really fast. It's a very difficult track to pass, so it's gonna be a tricky race. It's gonna be a long race. I've never raced here before, so it's gonna be new. But I think pace-wise, we'll be up there. I think I just have to play it smart. We're 32 points ahead of second place in the championship, so if I'm smart here, I can have a very nice comfort gap under the pole.
Cool. Jess, go ahead and jump in.
All right, guys, for those of you who don't listen to us weekly, I like to play the get-to-know-you questions instead of the racing questions. So here is my famous question, Pato, and I'm sorry to put you on the spot here, but I'm going to give you a 400-pound block of mozzarella cheese. What are you going to do with it?
400, I take a picture with it.
Okay, all right. It's a big block of cheese, right?
You're actually going to give it to me?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I was like, that's pretty cool. I'll take a picture.
And then we're going to pass it out to everybody here. It's a prize for standing.
Everybody gets a slice of cheese.
You guys like mozzarella cheese?
Okay. Yeah.
You guys can all have a piece then.
Yeah. Pato's going to share his cheese.
All right, moving. Sharing is caring.
Moving on, you know, it's, 94 degrees. Feels like 150. How does that play into your preparation for today's race? You know, does it, how much does it affect your car and passing and turning into the corners and grip levels and all of that fun stuff?
So setup wise, I think just when it's hot, the air is way thinner. So the downforce of the car is going to be way less. The track is going to be greasy. I remember seeing the race last year here, and I heard it was super, super slippery, so I wonder what it's going to be today. It's going to be really hot. Everybody's kind of just playing it by ear on what to add on or to take out from the car setups. But as of right now, I think it's just the air is just going to be a little thinner than qualifying. Qualifying was pretty hot as well, so the little details that we'll have to finalize, I think, are just going to be close to what we do in every single weekend from qualifying car to race car. But I think you guys are in for a treat. I think for passing, it's going to make it really hard. In this track, there's no second lane. Well, there is, but you'll probably end up in the wall. So the only way getting around to it, you have to wait for someone to make a mistake or maybe for a restart. But that's sure. Basically the only way you can get by someone.
Go ahead, Jess.
All right, so usually everybody wants to know what your favorite movie is, but I want to know what your least favorite movie is. What movie do you just hate?
Okay, so my favorite movie is Escape Plan by Sylvester Stallone and Arnold Schwarzenegger. Have you guys seen it?
Good choice.
Okay, so I saw the Escape Plan number 2, and I thought that was the worst movie I've ever seen in my life. I was really mad because I loved the first one, but the second one sucked. So there's
your answer. All right, perfect.
All right, Pat, we're headed to the end of the year here. There's, you know, after this weekend for you guys, there's only Portland. You've got a nice lead in the, a decent lead in the standings coming into today. How vital is it to win, or is this more of a, you know, conserve? If you're in second, you don't want to battle too hard to keep that points lead going into the finale weekend in Portland.
I'm in a position where I don't have to risk as much as Colton or Santi have to. As a driver, you always want to win. You want that victory. But I think since I'm starting third, the objective is going to have a good start. If I can get by the guys in front of me, do that. But if I can't, just settle down my lineup because it's a really long race. You have to take care of the tires. It's going to be hot, so it's going to be even worse for the tires. So I'm going to be smart about it, just like I've been all year. I think the maximizing points this weekend is going to be crucial for Portland. You know, obviously I'd rather win, because winning this race is going to basically clinch the championship for me.
Sure.
And I'll get to Portland. I'll just have to start the races and I'll be fine. So objective number one is to win. If I can't do that, just maximize the points that I can. And I'll be in a good position for Portland.
All right, Jess, what you got next?
You are going to throw a party and you have a pinata. What are you going to fill your pinata with?
My pinata with... money would be pretty cool.
Ooh, that's the second week in a row we've got that answer.
We like money.
Yeah, I think everybody likes money, right?
Yes. Right, yeah.
Make it rain.
All right, let's see, what do we got left here? You know, you mentioned preserving that lead to get that, you know, a couple races guaranteed next year. What are the prospects? You know, have you been talking with IndyCar teams about 2019? And can you give us everybody here any hints as to the likelihood and what you're hoping to start the year next year with?
So yes, there's been a lot of talks going around with IndyCar teams, and if everything is going the way it's been going and the way it's looking, you guys will see me in IndyCar in the next few years. So I'm excited for that.
Who's excited for Pato to join IndyCar next year?
Woo!
Go ahead, Jess.
All right. I think I'm going to throw you one last crazy one, okay? You are hosting a dinner party. You like parties, apparently.
I'm actually not a party animal.
Well, we're making you out to
okay.
be one.
Okay. So if I was?
So if you were a party animal, dinner party, you get to pick guests coming to your dinner party, living or dead. Who are you going to pick and why?
Huh. Okay.
I'm available.
You're available. Okay. Hold on. You're going to make me think about this.
I like the guy in the yellow hat.
So it'd be pretty cool. Michael Schumacher would be pretty cool. The Victoria's Secret, Candice Vanderpool. She's a nice lady. And for my third, you guys have any suggestions? Maybe you? I don't know. Well,
probably us.
Probably what?
Probably us.
Us?
Yeah.
You guys?
Yeah. We can liven up the party.
You cornered me. Chumaki and Flammable, and I'll choose another hot girl. Taylor Swift.
All right, like it.
She's from my neck of the woods. All right, Pato, one last question as we get ready for the autograph session here. You model your driving after what IndyCar driver? Who is one guy you looked up to and try to model your driving style after? Or who was your first favorite IndyCar driver?
I think the guy that has the most respect in the series and the one that's looked up on the most is, I think you guys will agree with me, Scott Dixon.
For sure.
So I think he's a very good benchmark.
Cool. Well, guys, thank you for listening to our short episode. Come grab some stickers. There's a couple giveaways here. We'll walk around and we'll stand up here and wait and meet anybody that wants to learn more about the podcast and enjoy the autograph session. Enjoy all the races today and stay hydrated.
Thank you, guys.
Again, joining you for the next 10 minutes or so as you wait for the IndyCar driver session. Who's excited for the IndyCar drivers and their autographs? All right, I like the crowd. Who's excited for Joseph Newgarden? I think he's talking in about 15 minutes about the Serious Fun Network and children's camp he was at last weekend or the weekend before. It's a camp for disabled kids all over the country. Hi, Sawyer. And so, yeah, he'll be up here talking with Michael Young in about 15 minutes, so we'll keep you busy until then, and hope everybody's staying cool and... I like that laugh. And as hydrated as possible. So let's hear. Let's make some predictions for today. You know, it's going to be a little bit cooler tonight. Thank God for the IndyCar race. Jess, why don't you start? Who is your fantasy pick of the week?
I'm gonna go with Power. Gotta pick Power to win this one. So yeah, I got a yay. So somebody else is a Power fan. Go ahead.
Man, I know we discussed this in the Uber on the way over here, but I forget who I picked already. Oh, I'm gonna go with Alex Rossi. I mean, the man's been on a tear for the last two, three races. Yeah, I see some Napa shirts in there mixed in the crowd. Race, especially starting from second position. So if you haven't set your fantasy IndyCar lineups yet, don't take us as expert advice, but give it a shot.
Jess, your sleeper pick of the day or night.
My sleeper pick is going to have to be Pietro Fittipaldi because he did so well. So let's keep our fingers crossed. We're going to have a good race. Watch him come from the back, and maybe he can make something happen.
Starting all the way in last due to points and the rain out of qualifying yesterday. My sleeper pick is a guy who's finished in the top 10 in the past three races. Can anybody who's right here guess who that is? No, good guess though. Zach Veach. Zach Veach with a finish of sixth last weekend in Pocono, seventh 2 weeks ago, or two races ago, and 10th back whatever the race before that was. So those are our fantasy recommendations of the week. You know, last year we saw the Gateway race come down to an amazing pass between Newgarden and Simon Pagenaud. I hope we see some drama like that again this week. Jess, do you think we're going to see a crazy race with some bold moves like that again?
Of course, it's Gateway. It's going to put on a good show. That's just how this track does. So who's excited for this race? Yeah?
I love the cheers. This line is long. I hope nobody melts while they're standing out here. If you need sunscreen, please wear it because I know I'm about to wear it. Moving on, I think we're going to see a great race. I don't know how many people came out last night for the 90-minute practice, but if you watch social media, there were guys 4 or 5 wide going in the corners, 2 wide, all sorts of crazy moves just in practice, which goes to show how valuable practice time is leading up into a night race like this. And there's such a vital race coming down to the points championship. So I'm going to put Jess on the spot here like I do in every one of our weekly episodes. If you haven't listened, we've got stickers and business cards, and the name of the show is right on the giant banner in front of you here. It's Pit Lane Parlay, and that is all of our social media as well, so you can't not find us after standing here today. So thank you for standing here and putting up with us for a couple minutes. Points lead, we've got just a couple races left. Dixon's up by 29. Do we think Rossi can... probably Rossi's the one guy who has a legitimate shot to overtake Scott Dixon. Do we see it happening? You think he's going to come back and win?
Well, I hope that he's not standing directly behind me, but I think Scott is not going to win. I think Rossi's going to get it. Nobody likes me now, but I think Rossi's going to come from behind and he's going to take it.
I'm going to go with Scott Dixon, the Iceman. I had to go the opposite of Jess, like I do every episode. And for those who don't know, we also have a third co-host who unfortunately couldn't make it down from Minnesota this week, Matt. follow everybody on social media. You can find our personal accounts from the from the banner here, and we'll pass out some business cards and whatnot. Listen, Dixon's done this. Was he won 4 championships already? So he's going for number 5, which has to be close to the top. I think he's now only 1 or 2 off of AJ Foyt. So I think he's gonna, he's gonna play a smart race. He might not end up winning tonight, but he's gonna play a smart race the entire time and come out on top at the end of the year, especially right before the Scott Dixon movie comes out. Born Driver, I think it's called, comes out in Born Racer. Thank you. Comes out in October, so everybody check that out wherever they release it. Should be really cool. The previews are awesome so far. What do you think, Jess? You gonna tune in for it?
I can't wait to see it. It probably will not be my least favorite movie. Just a stab in the dark, but I think I'm gonna enjoy it a lot.
Yeah, I agree. So in the handful of minutes we have left here, we are now at race 15 of 17 in the new Universal Aero Pereira. Have you enjoyed this season more than previous years? Has some things fallen short of expectations? What are your thoughts on the overall season?
I think overall it's been amazing. The car looks so, so good. Obviously ovals having a little trouble, but I think they'll get it right. I think they'll get it fixed, and this car is going to do good things for the coming years. And it is beautiful to look at.
Yeah, very well said there. I think every livery is fantastic on the car.
How many passes for tonight do you think will happen?
How many passes for tonight do I think?
Total or the lead? For the lead? All right, so he's asking how many passes we think that there will be for the lead tonight. I'm going to say 9 passes for the lead.
I'm going to go with 17. I think we're going to see something crazy. Guys, get desperate. No, I think we're going to see some craziness throughout the entire race, especially as the tires start to fall off tonight. Guys were getting pretty aggressive in practice last night, so I think we're going to be surprised this week. I don't think you're going to see a little bit like we saw at Phoenix. Don't yell at me if I end up being wrong, but I think we're in for an outstanding show tonight. I think 15 to 17 passes for the lead, and I think we're going to go over 300 passes per position total.
Oh yeah, I'll definitely agree with the 300 total.
Yes. I understand. Like you have a guy like Pietro Fittipaldi who's starting last in the points, but he was third practice in the final practice last night. Sebastian Bourdais, his teammate, starting 9th or 10th, who had a fantastic both practices yesterday, so I think he'll be able to charge to the field just like he has on a number of occasions this year. Who knows? I think we'll get some guys in the mid-pack that'll really come up the field here. But in the interest of time, I think Joseph Newbart is coming up here in a couple of minutes with Michael Young to talk about the Serious Fun Network. Their website is seriousfunnetwork.org. Check it out. It's a really great thing. And thank you guys for listening to us for a few minutes. I'm going to walk through the line and hand out stickers and business cards as long as nobody up there yells at me. And we'd love to talk to everybody. So thank you guys very much. And hit that subscribe button on wherever you listen to podcasts and start tuning in weekly. Thank you.
And just a quick fact before we sign things up, I just want to let everybody know that the cheese question, the 400-pound block of cheese question, actually originated with Newgarden, and his answer was that he would have a cheese party. So we are going to have a cheese party up in this place later.
Yes, and that's on the t-shirt. They're not available anymore, but maybe if enough people ask me about it, I'll start printing some more of them. Funny story about that, I guess we'll go for another second here. Not nearby. Joseph's PR guy told us we only had 15 minutes to interview him. It was our 6th episode back in January. And 45 minutes later, we were desperate for questions. I was Googling left and right about anything racing I could think of while I just was Googling the most ridiculous questions you could come up with. And I did panic when she asked that question. I thought, wow, she's asking the series champion what he would do with a bunch of cheese. And it worked out great. We get great answers every week. Jim Aiello, who writes for the Indy Star,
last week. He was on 2 weeks ago, had a great answer. Who else had good answers? Mike Hull from Chicken Hasty had a great answer. Ed Jones had a good answer. So tune in. Any episode we have an interview, that question is always asked. And usually gets pretty good answers out of that. So thank you guys again, and look forward to coming around and talking to anybody who wants to chat with us.
Outside the Harding, Muller. Al, first off, thanks for taking a couple minutes to join us today. How are you feeling about this weekend, first off?
I think we're doing okay. You know, we lost qualifying yesterday, and I felt that we would have definitely have done better than where we're showing in points right now, which we have to line up 19th because of points. And so, you know, I felt really had a shot 10, 11, or 12 during qualifying. So, but we've got a good car, and it's going to be a long race, so we'll see what happens.
And turn it over to Jess.
Al, if you haven't listened to our show, I like to ask kind of random questions, more the get-to-know-you fun questions. So the first question I always like to ask everybody is, if I gave you a 400-pound block of cheese, we'll go with cheddar this time, what would you do with it?
I'd share it with all my friends.
Yes, so basically like a cheese party.
That's right.
All right, perfect.
I like it. How much do you think today's heat is going to play into tonight's race? Tonight's supposed to be a little bit cooler tonight, so it shouldn't be as bad, but is it still going to play a factor?
Yes, it's definitely going to play a factor, mainly because yesterday all of our running was done in 70 degrees.
Sure.
And so when the race starts tonight, it's predicted to be well into the 90s, you know, mid to low 90s, and as the race runs, you know, checkered flag, it's still going to be in the 90s. And so nobody has ran this weekend in kind of temperatures. So I think it's a bit of an unknown for everyone at this point.
Absolutely. All right. So most people like to know what your favorite movie is, but not me. I got to be different. So what is your least favorite movie?
Least favorite movie. Have to be, I don't know the name of it, that's why it's the least favorite. Boris?
Oh, Borat.
Oh, yeah, Borat. Yes. Okay, Borat.
All right. Yeah, least favorite. There you go.
I know that's a popular one. I don't like it either. And all of my friends my age are like, how do you not like that movie? Yeah. But
it's just annoying.
I never got it. Yeah. Never got it.
And now he has a TV show. I haven't watched it yet, but I know he's getting all sorts of hot water for like tricking political people into saying things they shouldn't be saying, probably.
Yeah.
Switching gears here, the fancy rumor lately is that in some way, shape, or form, Fernando Alonso will be attached with Harding or McLaren or Andretti. Obviously, I know you probably don't know if that's certain, but what do you think about the prospect of, you know, having the chance to work alongside of Fernando Alonso, and would you like it to happen?
Well, you know, there's a lot of rumors going around. The one good rumor that I like is that McLaren and Alonso could possibly be in IndyCar racing next year, and that's the one I like the most, because I really feel both McLaren and Alonso can add to the entire IndyCar series. And so it would really be great to see what team he ends up with. Doesn't really matter to me. Just the fact that he will be here in, you know, IndyCar racing would just be fantastic. And so I'm hoping for the best on all of that.
Second part on that, how did your role with Harding first pop up? Who approached you and said, you know, can you help run this team?
It was actually Mike Harding himself.
Okay.
And I met him. He has a big party on Carb Day at the 500 with the Harding Group Asphalt Company. And he asked me to be a speaker at that party in 2016 in May. And from the second we met, we just hit it off. It was really good. And so he started talking about wanting to be an IndyCar owner. I said, are you sure you want to do that? And he goes, yeah. So we came on board, and honestly, He's a great man. He comes from a great family, and I felt that straight away with him, and so we're here, and it's a true blessing, and I'm so fortunate that he gave me the call. Let's put it that way.
Great. Jess?
Okay, so this one's going to be kind of racing-focused, but I guess what are some of your favorite tracks that you like to go to as a spectator?
As a spectator, the 500, of course.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's a given.
I thought Milwaukee was a great track as a spectator. I also thought Cleveland, Burke Lakefront Airport.
A lot of people are talking about that one.
Yeah.
Was a great spectator event, and so because you could just see the course. And so, those were my favorites.
Yeah, Cleveland would be nice to see it back.
Yeah, it would. Yeah.
Switching gears slightly to an older story, the 1994 famed Mercedes-Benz engine. What was it like working on such a secretive project? You know, I read the book by Jay Gerst, The Beast, which was, I think, the only time I've read a book in less than 2 days in my entire life. I couldn't put it down.
Right.
So what was it like working on the project? Any cool stories that didn't make the book?
No, not really. I've read the book too, yeah. and it was pretty accurate and all that kind of stuff. It was just, for me, it was my first year with Penske Racing, and it was just Penske-esque.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it was the reason why I wanted to drive for Roger. You know, I saw in that whole effort, you know, the reason why my Uncle Bobby drove for him, the reason why my dad drove for him. And so I always wanted to. And then when I did join him, and then the 209 came on board, I mean, it was just, it was perfect Penske style.
Were you part of the test day at Nazareth when the snowbanks were everywhere above the track?
Yeah, I was the first one to drive the car. Yeah.
How, you know, I know it's not particularly a cold weather sport, so you know, going outside in a racetrack when it was 30 something degrees, unlike today where it's 130 degrees. How do you feel your feet going around the track at that cold? Do you just kind of just.
It was difficult. Actually, it wasn't my feet that was worrying me so much. It was the tires.
Okay.
And how to get heat into the tires, you know. And so it took several laps just to get any kind of grip whatsoever with the thing being just plowed and all that kind of stuff. And so
I've seen the pictures. It's amazing. Somebody ran.
It was amazing. Yeah, it was tricky, but you know, we did it. And
paid off.
And it ran good. And the end result was very good.
All right. So if you were to host a dinner party and you could invite three people, living or dead, who would you invite and why?
I'd invite all the music stuff. I'd Elvis and Michael Jackson and James Dean would be a movie guy that I'd love to.
I love James Dean.
Love to talk to.
Those are some good answers.
Yeah, I like that a lot. That would be a fun one.
Yeah, and then a fourth one, of course, would be Steve McQueen. Would be my fourth.
Okay, so I want to get an invite to this dinner party. Okay.
I think that might be one of our best lists we've gotten so far in the interview. Listen, we'll wrap up here with one more question each. Thank you again, very much for a couple minutes this afternoon. It's so hot, I don't remember what time of day it is anymore. Your thoughts on, there's been some talk about IndyCar changing a little bit, the new aero kit on the Super Speedway after a couple subpar showings this year. Do you think a lot needs to be done, maybe just some minor tweaks? I know Jay Fry and his crew are hard at work, and I believe they'll find the right answer, but do you have any thoughts on to what can be done to possibly tweak it?
Quite honestly, there's been talk about putting more horsepower to them, between 200 and 250 more horsepower. I think that's all they need to do. Honestly, I think that would take care of any aero tweaks they need to make or anything like that. That in itself would put it more in the driver's hands.
Yep.
All right.
Wrap it up.
Just total long shot. Obviously, you might have some insider information. We are not asking for that. But if you could pick any track in the world that you would want to see IndyCar race at, where would you pick?
Indianapolis.
All right. All right.
Of course.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time.
The music for this week's episode was done by Impulse Studios and produced by Podcastily Productions. Web design courtesy of A30.com.